Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Magandang umaga sa mga kabubukas lamang ng kanilang radyo at hello hello sa mga kababayan natin from Western Sydney na nakikinig. Yan po ang basketball. Hindi man po ito ang pambansang laro ng Pilipinas pero hindi magkakailang ito yung pinakapopular pagdating po sa mga Pinoy. Kaya naman kahit saan tayo makarating, hindi nawawala ang pagkahumaling natin sa larong ito. At ngayong umaga nga, makakakwentuhan natin ang head coach at founder ng Joe Flow Basketball Training Center na si Joe Boy Flores at ang creative director ng grupo na si Jordan Tiburcio para alamin kung paano nila nahihikayat ang mga kabataan sa sports na ito at ang kanilang Movember appeal. Magandang umaga Sir Joe Boy at Jordan!
Good morning.
Ito isang maagang bolahan muna tayo ngayong Friday morning. Kumusta po kayo?
Okay lang.
Yeah, we love the music. The music was good.
Na-miss nyo ba? Sakto-sakto sa pag-uusapan natin ngayong umaga dahil sa sports na ito. And speaking of basketball, itong Joe Flow Basketball. Unahin muna natin sa pasimuno ng lahat ng ito, si Sir Joe Boy. Ayan. Paano po nagsimula itong Joe Flow Basketball?
Ako po si Joe Boy, head coach and founder of Joe Flow Basketball. So just brief overview of before Joe Flow Basketball. Nagda-direct na ako ng mga school programs before. And then in 2018, parang napansin ko na wala masyadong nagsisimula ng parang basketball training for kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I started it. So maliit lang siya dati. And it was my way of giving back to the community. We established Joe Flow. And then it got bigger. Tapos yung mga bata na pasok sa representative programs.
Wow.
And then they were so happy. And then alam mo naman, pag natutuwa yung anak, mas natutuwa yung magulang. Pag nalulungkot yung anak, mas nalulungkot yung magulang. So yeah, our community was formed. And then it was a really, it was a real journey for us. Mention ko lang na we don't only do basketball trainings, we also do full media production, my podcast, social media productions, creative team, basketball league with full production yun lang
So parang lumawak na nang lumawak mula sa training ng ilang mga bagets, tapos dumami hanggang sa nakabuo na rin kayo ng parang full production.
Yeah, full community, especially during COVID, lalo siyang lumaki kasi we had time to plan it out, diba?
Ngayong COVID season or ngayong may pandemic, ang daming restrictions, ang daming mga bawal. Paano kayo nag-adjust especially sa mga trainings?
Sa adjustments sa mga training, so we can only get 20. Kaya ang ginagawa namin, we just provided more time slot.
More time slot. And balita ko dahil kasama niyo naman ang inyong creative director ngayon. Naging creative na rin kayo at napunta sa online ang ibang mga trainings.
Yeah, hindi lang balita 'yan. Totoo po 'yan.
Yeah, during the COVID yung mga restriction kasi I spoke to Joe Boy and I said, "Look, we still need to be relevant during this time, especially yung mga yung ibang tao na nabobored, na depressed." So what we did, we did online trainings before yung restriction pa. We gave it for free for a limited time. Tapos we were doing video trainings and exercise na recorded, pero I think pumunta na yun sa YouTube na yung mga weird part ng YouTube. And also yung podcast was a big thing kasi it started as yung story talaga ng Joe Flow, but then we thought, look, let's branch this out for the community because people need to hear the other stories as well. Yeah. So we had a 5-week inspirational, yung mga inspirational na mga people in the community naging guest namin. And it was so good. It was so awesome. It's not the best podcast, pero that's the podcast we had. And it's been listened to over more than 20 countries. Over 1,000 listened. Hindi lang ako yun. Hindi unique listening yun. Pero 1,000 listeners yun. So, and we do a lot of the media production, mga pinopromote namin yung mga kids namin. Yeah. If you look at our website, even on the league, we're giving importance to the player. They might not be the best player in Australia or in the Philippines, but they feel like parang NBA na din kasi kumpleto sila yung team profile nila, and stuff. So we're trying to make it big sa media and entertainment side of things.
Yeah, at nakita ko nga yung ilang mga dun sa website ninyo at kahit dun sa page ninyo, yung ilang mga naka-live stream. At grabe, hanap yung graphics ha. Parang actual ka talagang nanunood at super effort sa lahat ng mga makikita mo sa technical side. So, paano nyo naisip na gawin ito or um-effort ng ganito?
Ah, ako muna.
Sige, si Jordan muna.
So, it started with a dream.
Okay.
And then we've done the JBL, yung JoFlo Basketball League for three seasons now, and obviously because of COVID, we thought about, you know, putting footprints social media. But before that, we actually did live streams sa tour team ng JoFlo before. It's Sydney Olympic Park. We did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, talagang in-elevate namin yung live stream namin to a full-on production. And as far as I know, and I think, you know, I'm 100% sure about this one, we're the first in Western Sydney to do live streaming and a full-on high-end production.
Yeah.
Completely high-end graphics. Production. Yeah, so that's the key word there, the high-end production.
High-end, kasi that's, bigyan natin yung emphasis yung high-end kasi ibang level high-end naman talaga.
Wolfpack, ikaw mo.
Yeah, high-end, high-quality production.
Yes.
You know, live scores, live stats, yung mga mukha ng mga players are there. It makes them feel like, yeah, this is NBA, pero hindi niya NBA, pero... Pero yung we're just giving importance sa mga players because in the end of the day, the important part of this program is yung mga players, yung mga team, yung mga followers. So that's what we're doing it. And the other thing that we've done is promoting local business. So we have a partnership program. So if you can see, may mga ads, we're putting in ads in there. And our partners are very engaged with us through this and they're very happy about it. So, and there's more to come when it comes to the live streaming. So we're just giving players a unique experience. And like I said, you know, you don't have to be the best player. You just have to be a player who loves basketball. And we'll give you that attention. We'll give you that that time.
Yeah.
And also, you know, that's how we do it.
Yeah, very inspiring. Sir Joboy, may gusto ka bang idagdag?
Parang pares tayo ng panaginip ah.
Yeah. And I think the best thing is that we're very happy because what we've done, it has shaken up the community sports here in Western Sydney. So what happened was we've noticed other leagues doing the same thing and we're so happy about that because like JoFlo is say, we have this pioneering spirit of starting things with our ideas and we're just so happy that everybody's doing it, stepping up to it because the community needs it, diba? We need to advance in technology, we need to advance in what we do in the community and we're so happy that we've done that for the community, paving the way for others to follow.
Wow.
And at the end of the day, it's going to be for the players, they're going to be the one benefiting, diba?
Yes.
Advance effort then.
At sa kanila nakasentro yung lahat ng efforts na ginagawa ninyo. Pero ito, bilang coach naman, Sir Joboy or trainer, at sa na rin magulang, paano po ba napapagsabay-sabay nyo pa itong mga gawain na ito?
Naku, mahirapan na ako pagsabayin yan pag naging magulang na ako. Bilang coach and trainer, it's easy for me because this is something I would do in my sleep. Talagang I'm waking up every day, talagang inspired ako. Because this is something I really wanted to do. Hindi, walang effort needed in this one. I'm gonna give all my energy to the kids, you know.
Okay. And how about you, Jordan? As a parent, paano pa na naiisingit sa schedule ang lahat ng ito?
Yeah, so my wife doesn't know about this.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Surprise!
No, surprise! No, I think, partly it is, I get full support from the wife. If you're listening, Daisy, full support. Thank you very much.
Nice.
But at the same time, it's a full support of the team as well. Like, the creative side of things, it's not just me. So we have a team. We have producers. We have freelance photographers, videographers. We have graphics artists, voiceover artists. We have them. So it's like working with a team. I love how it's, we're collaborating together to build this up. And at the same time, it's really for the kids and for the community. And who's gonna go against that, diba? So and the fact that, like I said, JoFlo is pioneering in what we're doing, it just makes your heart big. Like, yeah, I wanna improve. I wanna get this to a level where you know everybody's gonna look up and say, yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good idea. We'll do the same thing.
Yeah. Pagdating naman sa basketball training, ano bang mga klaseng disiplina ang dapat mayroon ang mga bagets or mga bata bago sila mag-start?
Joboy na kasi wala akong disiplina eh.
Sige, Sir Joboy tayo.
Bago mag-start ng basketball,
they should have ano, parang nakakapag ano na sila, nakikinig na sila. Because it's so hard for the ano, for the younger one, because they don't have the love for the game yet. That they're not willing to go through hard work yet. Kasi nahihirapan talaga sila, because like, well, why are we doing this? Maglaro na lang ng iPad. So what we do for them is we make them love the game first.
Mm-hmm.
We make it really, really fun for them.
Yeah, speaking of, dahil nga yung mga bagets ngayon parang more into computer games, wala na masyadong mga activities outside. So, napaka-importante na may mga ganitong na-offer pa rin sa community, di ba?
Yeah. Just to add on that, like, my kids, mayroon akong dalawang bata, babae at lalaki, they're into their video games every day, every minute panay sa video game. So, I brought them to Joe Flo Basketball. And now, basketball at video games na sila.
Wow. So, nahati yung attention.
Nahati natin.
At least.
They love basketball. Yeah,
at least may physical activity na. Mahirap ba ang i-convince sa mga bata ngayon na magkaroon ng mga physical activities?
Madali naman sila i-ano, i-convince. Kasi, you know, in the end of the day, kung sabihin mo, susama kayo sa amin, susama kayo. Pero they enjoy the physical activity with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids, they met so many kids in the program na hanggang ngayon, you know, they're still talking on their phones, the video games, like chat sila sa video games. So it actually extends into more like a friendship rather than just a training.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's you know, you can get your kids into that, because in the end of the day, it's loving basketball. It's finding friends, and you, like Jovo is saying, skills will come. You know, if you put in the work, it will come. But and I think the important thing is loving basketball and meeting friends.
Yeah, so importante may interaction pa rin kahit nasan sila. And this coming November, I heard nakibahagi naman kayo sa Movember Appeal for Men's Health. Pwede niyo ba akong bigyan ng konting background at paano ba mag-join dito?
Yeah, so hindi lang ano, background. Bigyan ka din namin ng link para mag-donate.
Sure.
Okay. So the Movember Appeal, I'm sure a lot of people know about this. So this is a charity every November. So what they do, Movember, they actually back 1,250 research and charities for yung testicular cancer, men's health, prostate cancer, and also yung suicide prevention. So what we're doing is, so before Movember, it was really just growing a beard, yung mo.
Yeah.
But now this year, good thing about this is meron silang ibang appeal. They have other ways to join. So as much as we want to grow a beard, kami ni Joe Boy, baby face kasi kami, so we can't grow.
Yeah, teka lang, sa mga Pinoy kasi hindi naman tayo ganun ka hairy. Oh. Yung facial hair, I mean.
Yeah.
Wala masyado. So paano yon? How do you grow your mo?
Yeah, so for Movember, so yeah, we'll still grow our mo. We'll try to do that. But there's other ways to join the appeal. So one is we're doing the Move for Movember. So Move for Movember is doing 60Ks for the whole month of November. So why 60Ks? It's for the 60 men that we lose every hour around the world because of suicide. So we're doing that. We're doing that appeal. So we're doing that, and also, well, we invite everyone to like join the team, join the Joe Flo Movember, so that you can do this with us. We can do it as a team. We will do it together, and then raise funds and awareness for suicide prevention. The other thing is the hosting Movember, and we have an event. It is on the 22nd of November, so that's a Sunday. So every Sunday, Joe Flo Basketball has a training program for the kids. And so what we're doing is that yung training program for that for Sunday, all the proceeds will go directly to our Movember appeal.
Uh-huh.
So which is good, right? You go to training, you go to the Joe Flo training, and then your kids will get trained, and then you know whatever you spent in there, it will go to the Movember appeal. And we'll definitely have some light snacks during that day, and raise awareness to all this good this stuff that Movember is talking about.
And medyo kakapusin na tayo sa oras. Gusto ko pa kayo makachikahan ng mas mahaba, pero sa ngayon, anong mensahe ninyo para sa ating mga kababayan?
Sige, ako muna. Okay, so I think the message that we bring sa Joe Flo is, look, in the end of the day, it's for the community, di ba? Oftentimes, we lose track of the goal kasi, yeah, it has to be the business, the stress in the business, the money, and all that stuff. Pero in the end of the day, we need to look after the community, we need to look after each other, and obviously the kids. So, and that's what Joe Flo is trying to do. So we call it the movement because, obviously, we want to change things. We want to shake things in the community, and that's why we call it the movement. And also, we want to build a Joe Flo culture where if makita mo yung bata or your parents or anyone from Joe Flo, you know that their heart, you know where their heart belongs. And that's it. And obviously, it is a brand because someone said that it is a brand, and we're happy about this brand, and we're very proud about this brand.
Sir John?
Yeah, ako naman. So, a message ko sa mga kababayan natin is gonna be a bit more inspirational because, ano, kung may gusto kong gawin sa buhay mo and you really think that is gonna be your calling, go through all of it and figure it out. Like, all the hard stuff, all the difficult stuff, stuff you don't know, mm-hmm. like, go through all of it and figure it out on the way if you really love it. Pero kung hindi mo talaga mahal doon, huwag mong pipilitin.
Ay, mahirap yan sa pilitan. Yeah. Oo.
No. Masakit sa puso.
Napakagandang mensahe. Maraming salamat po sa inyong dalawa. Alam niyo, sa susunod na Biyernes, makikipagkwentuhan pa rin tayo sa kanila at sa mga chikiting at parents na nag-undergo ng kanilang training. So, abangan niyo po yan. Thank you so much, Sir Joeboy and Jordan, sa inyong oras so at pagbabahagi ng kaalaman about basketball.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.